This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin delivered a fiery address at his country's Victory Day parade Tuesday in Moscow's Red Square. But for all his tough talk, international observers say the annual event was more modest than in recent years. Russian military expert Keir Giles, with Britain's Chatham House think tank, told the Associated Press the Moscow event was definitely more scaled down than in recent years.
There were no military aircraft flying over Red Square, and fewer pieces of military equipment were displayed. For the first time in years, the parade ended in under an hour. The pared-down celebrations come after ambiguous official reports last week that two Ukrainian drones flew into the heart of Moscow under the cover of darkness and reached the Kremlin before being shot down. The Kremlin billed it as an attempt on Putin's life. Ukraine's denied involvement.
That was AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma, not Keir Giles. My apologies. Hours before Putin's speech, Russian forces attacked Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, with a barrage of missiles. Ukrainian officials said the country's air defense systems destroyed most of the missiles and that there were no casualties or major damage reported. Correspondent Anna Chernikova was in Kyiv during the missile attacks and shared her experiences with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program.
Massive one consists of, at first, with eight missiles in the eastern part of the country. And it was followed with another 17 missiles. And this attack started at 4 o'clock in the morning and lasted until 6 o'clock in the morning for 2 hours. And I can tell you that the city of Kyiv experienced and Kyiv region experienced very loud 2 hours. So air defense was constantly in action.
From his Telegram social media account, Kyiv's city military administration chief Sergei Popko said the attack was the fifth targeting the capital since the start of May. This is VOA News.